That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you're a police officer and you pull over Santa while he's handing out presents to kids, that's all I need to know about
you. Give me the context. Give me the context, please, because just because you wear a disguise does not mean that you are innocent.
Okay. In Northern Ireland, the police pulled over Santa while he was doing a sleigh tour.
Give him a DUI check right now.
No.
Just saying.
He had given out. Now this, okay, I'll be honest with you. This is not the real Santa. We all know that the real Santa is very busy right now.
It's a guy working for Santa.
Yeah, it's a guy working for Santa. Okay. Santa's busy now getting ready for Christmas. But this is a Santa helper. And he was going around in Northern Ireland giving gifts to children. He had handed out, at this point, 1,000 gifts to children.
Very impressive.
Horse-drawn sleigh, right?
Okay.
Somebody complained that the horse-drawn sleigh that he was bringing around town didn't have the proper lighting. So they pulled him over while he was giving away the gifts. Now, the audio is kind of hard to hear, but check it out.
These have a white light in front and white in back. So, look, I mean, we have to take it home.
Killjoy! Right. So what's
in old Ireland, there's always somebody ready to throw a stone.
Right. Well, what you can't hear that cop say, and what the cop is saying to Santa Claus, is that you have to have
a
white light in front and a red light in back. And his horse-drawn sleigh didn't have that.
Yeah.
And that's why they were stopping him, because somebody has complained.
Killjoy!
Yep.
Listen.
Like, who complains about that?
Bad things happen when you don't have the proper marker lights, okay?
Oh,
all right. There's
their
accidents
side.
Down in Amish country all the time, okay? And you got to be aware of these things and on top of these things, okay? You're handing out Guinness to everybody. Have somebody wire up a light bar. Just saying.
The elves are busy. The elves are busy making PS5s.
You're telling
me. You think that they have time to worry about the lighting?
Elves can make PS5s,
yes.
But they can't put in a light bar? That doesn't make any sense.
It makes total sense.
No.
That's all I need to know about you.
Do your job, cop. Thanks. Good job. If you're clipping your nails while driving in the dark down the highway, that's all I need to know about you. I wouldn't be able to see this, Anna, if I hadn't seen it by somebody's GPS light this morning on the way in. Yeah, that's happening at 80 miles per hour. Clipping the nails in the car. Like, nails are... I don't know about you, but when I clip my nails, Anna, they go all over the place.
It's disgusting.
They go all over the place. I have to be hovering over a trash can, and then I'm picking them up half the time, too.
Full disclosure, one time, Raven came to the studio and was cutting his nails during the show.
Oh, I'll do it.
And I said to him, I go, it's literally disgusting. Like, you absolutely cannot do that in public here at work.
Well, just because I asked you to get the one edge right, shoved it in your mouth so you can chew that side off for me.
Disgusting, Raven.
Normally, that's not normal behavior.
I don't think you should ever cut your nails in public. No. Oh, that's all I need to know about you. I feel like people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, and you're one of them.
Don't
right now.
Do it while driving. I was not operating heavy equipment.
It's all your holiday favorite songs. You hear them this time of year. But have you ever really stopped and listened to the lyrics and be like, what are they talking about? It's Anna and Raven. We're going to dissect these songs. Here's one of my favorites. And I really stopped to listen. And I was like, this doesn't make any sense at all. Winter Wonderland. It's been recorded by over 200 artists. But we'll listen to the Dean Martin version.
All right. You got it.
Gone away is a bluebird here to stay. Is a new bird, he's singing a song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland.
Always in the lounge with Dean Martin, just it makes me relax so much. I just enjoy my salads at table 14 and then go hit some slots after. It'd be great.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He's talking about this bluebird and the new bird, and it's like, I guess it has to do with the seasons changing. That's what he's talking about, that the old bird left and now the new bird is here.
But what season does the bluebird signify? Is that winter?
I guess no, because if the new bird is coming and it's cold. Here's the thing.
Right.
We consider this a Christmas song.
Sure.
This wasn't made to be a Christmas song. This was made just to be a winter song. It never once talks about Christmas in it. Isn't that interesting?
Okay. Yeah, I hadn't really thought about that. All right. Yep, okay.
Well, in the meadow, we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown.
Who's Parson Brown?
Is it parson or is it possum?
No, it's not a possum brown.
No?
It's a parson brown.
Is that a nice color?
Possum brown?
It is?
No,
it's like a palette of colors?
No, I Googled it. I Googled who is parson brown.
Like a person.
It's like a person.
Right. Are you sure?
Yeah, it's a priest in the Church of England with responsibility for a small local area. So
what?
I don't know why you're building snowman to look like that.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
Sounds like an overseer. I don't need that.
Also,
right, looking down on me, judgmental Frosty.
And if you're going to build a snowman, why would you make him look like a priest of a small town?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense
at
all.
That actually makes no sense.
It makes a little more sense when you know that the guy that wrote it, his name was Richard B. Smith in 1934. And when he wrote it, he was being treated for tuberculosis.
Oh, so he was probably around a bunch of priests, right?
I guess.
Right, I mean, that's who took care of you.
Or they were using experimental medication, and he was just hallucinating that there was a parson brown next to him out of the snow.
CIA will neither confirm nor deny these things.
Yeah.
He'll say, "Are you married?" We'll say, "No, man." But you can do the job when you're in town.
Sorry, now that you mentioned that, actually, that would make a lot of sense because now a talking snowman doesn't sound all that odd if you know that you might be hallucinating.
Wait, also.
So there's that.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
He'll say, "Are you married?" We'll say, "No, man." But you can do the job when you're in town.
What are you talking about?
Well, you're either going to sleep with the snowman.
What?
All right, or the snowman is going to be the officiant at your wedding.
It's so weird.
I'm not sure. Either one of those things are a possibility. And with Dean Martin, anything is possible.
Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid of the plans that they made. Walking in the winter wonderland.
What plans are they conspiring by the fire that we're not going to be afraid of? Like, it sounds like they're doing something for world domination that we should be somewhat concerned about.
Or he's sleeping with a snowman. One or the other.
I don't know.
One or the other.
This is when things get weird.
What?
We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way. Walking in winter.
What's the Eskimo way? Maybe I don't want to know.
I'm not commenting
on that.
I'm a good
girl.
Because that's going to offend somebody.
I just don't know.
That's it. And Dean Martin has put us in another one of these problems.
Okay.
He'd be better off just talking about sleeping with that snowman.
Let me Google what is the Eskimo. Oh, no.
No.
Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, no.
We read that tickle bars are all the rage and becoming a new trend. But then we heard about a woman who did this, and we were like, hold up. It's Anna and Raven. Lacey Woolchuck is from I Scratch That.
Hey, Lacey, how are you?
I'm well. How are you today? Good morning.
Good. So we're just curious about what you do.
Right. Surprise, surprise. Everybody's curious.
Yeah. So you're a professional back scratcher? Does that make sense? Am I saying it right?
Correct.
So I don't even know where
to ask. Where do you begin here?
I begin?
So get way back in the day before you went to Backscratcher College. Where did the concept and the idea of this whole thing start? And what is it exactly that you do?
So when I was younger, that's how my family would console us, put us to sleep easier, rubbing and scratching your back. I just loved it. I always wished I had some place to go to have it done, but there's nowhere to go, so I created one instead. And now all my clients love it.
It's astounding. Do you do this by appointment only? Are you on location? Do they come to you? How does this work?
I have a studio. It's a little spa. It is appointment only because it is just me. I'm a one-woman show, and I do have a full-time job, so.
Okay. Do you go in a chair? Do you lay on a bed like a masseuse? Like, how does that work?
Yes, it's like a massage table.
What are the benefits of getting yourself scratched?
It reduces stress, relieves fatigue, relaxes your muscles, improves quality of sleep.
Gets rid of an itch.
Makes you feel awesome.
Right. I mean, a good back scratch, a good scratch is kind of like a sandwich. It feels better when it's coming from somebody else.
And it's not to hurt you kind of scratch. It's not painful by any means. It's pleasurable. And
how short do you keep your nails? I guess you can't really do the pointed look that's in right now.
I don't. They're squared. I have tools if a client requests. So far, they have not. They all wanted my nails, so that's what I've been using.
When you say your tools, is it like the little hand that you buy on the stick?
Yeah, I'm just imagining these tools here, like repurposed a raccoon's taxidermied hand.
Oh, God, no. Don't scare people away now.
Right,
no.
I would think that every person is a little bit different, right? So some people want a little bit more pressure than others, much like a massage.
Correct.
Like, I might want to come in there and have you hit me with a snow shovel or something like that. But
I mean, that's not what I'm into.
Right. That's a little bit different.
But I'm the client, all right? And,
right.
You know, what the client wants.
No, that's actually not how it works. No.
There's limits over here, okay?
Yeah. I think about, like, my husband, like, when you have an itch, like, where you say, I'm like, scratch it. Oh, God. Keep going.
It feels so
good.
It's better than when you could get to it yourself.
Do people fall asleep while you're doing it?
They do. They fall asleep. I'd rather them express how they're feeling through it because I want to make sure they're okay, especially since it is a new kind of service. But they all tell me how amazing my hands feel, and they, most of them, rebook before they leave.
In your life, if somebody asks you to scratch their back now at this point, are you just like, no, please, I've been working all the week. No, I'm not doing it.
I actually prefer touching people. It's my language of love, so I do it anyway.
Wow. Now, do you think that, I mean, right now you're only located in New York, but do you think this is something that you'd franchise? Are there other people out there that are professional scratchers?
I've noticed one company down in Florida, but that was years ago, and I don't believe they're open anymore. I also saw where you can hire someone to come scratch back, kind of like a professional cuddler, but I'm not comfortable going to people's houses. I would love to be able to franchise one day, but they have to have the same passion and want to do it like I do.
Do you think that you would get along with cuddlers? Because I don't want it to be like a taxi Uber situation. I don't want there to be a fight. So there's a no? No, you will not get along with cuddlers?
That's not on my menu.
Right. The hell with those cuddlers.
Raven and I had a cuddler here in the studio one time, and she just held me the whole time. I'm not going to lie to you. I'd much rather you scratch my back. It was very uncomfortable.
It was awkward. And then she fell asleep on you, Anna. That was strange.
It was really weird.
Oh, I mean, to each his own, you know? There's a market for everything.
I guess so. That's what we're learning today. Yeah, well, we wish you the best of luck. You can find Lacey at I Scratch That on Facebook to book an appointment or just to find out more. Animal versus tree. Let's be honest. Normally, you don't have trees inside your house. This is the only time of year where all of a sudden you put up the Christmas tree, you bring nature in your house like that. Animals get a little bit confused. It's Anna and Raven. There's been two viral stories in the news lately about animals versus trees.
So what are we talking about, like animals that were in the tree when you carried it inside? Or are we talking about animals that wandered into your house mistaking it for a forest? What are we saying?
In this situation, both times the animal wandered in from outside and was very confused since there's a tree in the middle of your living room and they assume it's like they're your backyard.
Right. Clue me in. What happened?
Well, let's start with this woman who went downstairs at 4 o'clock in the morning because her dog was going crazy.
See if there's some furry body inside the Christmas tree.
No, it's not a cat. What is that? Is that a squirrel? Oh, it's a raccoon.
Oh my gosh. Is that actual video?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a raccoon.
So that's live?
No, don't do it.
Why is the dog going crazy?
Right, right. And then you go crazy.
Yeah, she thought it was a squirrel. She thought it was a cat. That's why she's got the video going, because she's trying to see what it is, because she had a doggy door. So the doggy door, she says she's never had an animal come in her house in all these years because the dog usually sleeps right outside.
Oh, man.
And all of a sudden, she looked and there's a raccoon. And the dog goes crazy and attacks the raccoon. And then...
Right.
Let the dog back out. The dog pulled the raccoon from the Christmas tree. The Christmas tree came down with the raccoon. I've never had an animal in 7 years come through that door.
And you have to watch the video. We're going to put it up on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven.
That sounds amazing. And it's all happening at like 2 a.m, you know? That's the best part.
Wait, the raccoon is in the chandelier at the end, by the end, and she's got the Ring cameras, she's got the whole thing on surveillance being watched. But if you think that's bad, how about over in Australia, where you don't see things like this happen all the day? She went downstairs, she looked at her plastic Christmas tree,
okay,
right?
Right, sure.
Absolute shock. At first, I thought the kids had put like a soft toy in the tree. I thought, that can't be real, but it moved, and yeah, gorgeous little thing.
It was a koala.
Nice.
There was a koala on her fake Christmas tree when she walked downstairs. Now, here's the thing. You think,
oh. Oh, no. Koalas, they're not very nice.
Right. So they had to call the koala rescue team, which I didn't know was a real thing. I guess that's an Australian thing because clearly in America, we don't need koala rescues.
Call it Bindi Irwin.
Yeah.
Bindi.
And they didn't believe her.
Rescued a lot of koalas from trees, but not a Christmas tree.
Right. So they call in the koala rescue team. Finally, she had to send all these pictures to make them believe it was really happening.
Sure.
The koala was proving to be more naughty than nice.
That's the koala!
Yeah, man. I'm telling you. They're like dragons, all right? Little furry, good-looking dragons. That's what they're like.
It got even weirder.
Because I was untangling and he was lifting her, and then she bit him as he picked her up, even with thick gloves on.
The koala bit him.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, they're aggressive. Yeah. All right, don't mess with me just because I look cuddly. I'm not.
Animal versus Christmas tree. What happened at your house? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Raven and I have been giggling because two stories have gone viral recently about animals and Christmas trees. This one lady, her dog was going crazy at 4 o'clock in the morning. She went downstairs. She looked in her tree. She saw something furry.
No, it's not a cat. What is that? Is that a squirrel? Oh, it's a raccoon. No,
that's exactly how I would have reacted. The exact same thing. And down in Australia, there was a koala in a plastic Christmas tree just wandered in the front door. And turns out koalas aren't that nice.
The koala was proving to be more naughty than nice.
That's actual footage from the video.
They'll
when they were
bite you, man.
It.
Have you ever seen those when animals attack? There's like a reporter and she's got a koala and it's sitting on her lap all nice. Hey, eats her face.
Rips your face right off.
Yeah, man. It's like a zombie flick, all right?
So snuggly.
They're like, don't test me and don't underestimate me just because I'm cuddly.
It's Anna and Raven. So it turns out that a lot of times when it comes to animals and your Christmas trees, they get confused and certain things should happen.
Sure.
What happened to you, Raven?
Well, I mean, you got the normal stuff where you bring in, like, you know, a tree and then it might have bugs in it or something. Like, you know, obviously when it gets in the warm environment, the spider nest explodes. I had that happen in the last couple of years. That was fun. But when my cats were younger, God rest their souls, my kitties, when my cats were alive, they were really, really, really crazy about the tree, and they would run at the tree. And I remember one year we had a tree that was so large, so big, that they could jump at the tree from all different angles, and we had to use fishing line through two of the windows to make sure that the tree was centered, because if not, you would come down in the morning, it would be over.
Wow.
It would be on the ground, laying on the ground.
Yeah, it happens.
Smashed ornaments every single night.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Animal versus tree. What happened at your house?
Well, it's not so much the Christmas tree and the ornaments. It's the skirt. My dog attacks the skirt.
Does he run and jump on it and then slide and it, like, rips the whole thing off around the thing? Because then
doesn't rip it up. He just lumps it into a big ball.
Well, it's better than him peeing on it.
Well, my dog, you know, leaves presents. Well, when the first year we got our puppy, Lila, she was leaving presents under the tree on the skirt.
Oh, that's nice. She's in the spirit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was fun. Animal versus tree. Of course it's going to happen. The animals don't understand why all of a sudden there's a giant tree in the middle of the house. It's never been there before. It's like you brought outside inside.
Could be your animals that are already inside the house. Could be animals that follow the tree into the house. Could be animals that lived in the tree.
It's Anna and Raven. Animal versus tree. What happened at your house? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Checking our text line, we have a text that says, we had 2 6-foot lizards many years ago that used to walk around the house. Mm. They kept climbing in my tree and I had to redo it like 3 times that year.
Yeah, I know a couple of people that do own like iguanas and stuff, and they do like to get in the Christmas tree. Yep.
Yeah, I'll never forget the year when we first got Lila. Lila is my rescue puppy. She's a fearful dog, so she has a lot of anxiety issues. But she would eat everything. She was that dog that would eat everything. And
sure.
We had a Fisher-Price nativity scene that we always set up underneath the tree.
Nothing tastes like Jesus.
Okay. One day I walk downstairs and I look over at the nativity scene and it's all little like little plastic figurines because the kids would play with them. And I would be like, oh no. Oh no. Where's Joseph? Where's Joseph?
Right.
Where's baby Jesus?
One disappears a day.
So I start looking around. I'm low and frantic and I see out of the corner of my eye, baby Jesus. And I grab baby Jesus. I'm like, what's baby Jesus doing under the couch? And
right.
And then all of a sudden I look over at Lila and in the corner of her mouth, she's got Joseph, right? And now it's a showdown. I'm staring at her. She's staring at me. She knows she's in trouble, but she's not backing down from eating Joseph.
Well, it tastes so good.
Yeah.
Is she going to swallow him before you get there?
So I run, and she destroyed Joseph, and I was very upset about it. So I didn't know what to do to replace Joseph, so I had to choose between Forky or Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid to replace Joseph in our nativity scene.
And what did you do? Because Prince Eric is already a little bit, he's well done. I mean, you know, Forky's like a little bit, he's not as well dressed.
It's because I needed them to be the right size figurine, and those were the only two that fit that prescription. So I went with Prince Eric because it seemed more
regal, yes, I guess. So right. That was the option.
No, that makes some sense, right? Yeah. Maybe a G.I. Joe guy next time or something. Right.
But I saved baby Jesus, so there was that.
Yeah, good job. Good job.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What happened to your house, animal versus tree?
Oh, my gosh. So I have a dog, and I also have kids. My kids and I, we were, you know, doing a fun craft, like Christmas project to help decorate the tree. We took all these mini marshmallows, and we put them on a string, and we strung them up and hung them on the tree, and it looked really cute. We went to bed, and the next morning, I come back, and they're all gone. My dog had somehow jumped up and gotten, even the ones that were like a little bit higher, he managed, I don't know how he didn't knock the tree over, but he managed to get up and eat all of the marshmallows.
Oh boy.
Oh my gosh.
Follow him around with a bag. It's going to be a rough afternoon.
Oh, that was terrible. Oh, yeah.
I know.
He could be blowing bubbles. Pretty.
Oh, can dogs eat marshmallows? I mean, clearly they can. They can eat anything.
I mean, they'll eat anything, right? It's what happens on the way out. And Ann Raven, what's your animal versus Christmas tree story?
Yeah, I used to have a cat that didn't like to knock ornaments down off the bottom, but he used to love to try to jump on top of the tree, and it would always jump on it with so much force, it would knock the tree over, shattering ornaments.
Yeah.
And that was a yearly event to the point where we had to try to put a high gate by the tree and like move the couch as far away as we could. We had to take so many precautions just to make sure the cat couldn't get anywhere near that tree.
Yeah. The cat wasn't satisfied with a little bit of anarchy. He wanted total chaos. So that's why he bum rushed it. That's a WWE wrestling move.
My girlfriend Jessica has a similar issue with her dog. Her dog jumps off the couch into the tree. That now they have a thing every year. They call it, I asked her one day, it was like in the summer. I go, what is that hook in the middle of like her living room?
Sure.
She says that's the anchor hook. They have to anchor the tree with wire to make sure that the dog doesn't take the tree down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just like my fishing line thing.
It's just a sad reality. There's sometimes that there's things that you want when you were a kid for Christmas or even as you were growing up, and you thought for sure you were going to get it. Christmas morning comes, and it's not under the tree, or you're not getting it.
Yeah, that's what actually makes the year when you do get that surprise so amazing. You remember that too, right?
But, yeah.
But you're right.
It's Anna and Raven. A lot of kids are not getting that PlayStation 5 this year. Not because parents don't want it or whatever. It's just that they can't get it. And Santa Claus only has so many. And it's like an issue right now in the North Pole, too.
Listen, this is why you got to be ready to arm wrestle somebody in the line. But we all remember that there was a time.
You just didn't get it.
It just didn't show up.
Right. What was the number one thing that you wanted for Christmas that you didn't get, Raven?
Well, here's the thing, Anna. When I was very young, I got Atari before I knew that I wanted it, right? Like, it showed up on Christmas and it was still a surprise. I had kind of heard about it, but not actually played. Years later, though, I had been schooled as a connoisseur in arcade action at that point, and now I wanted Super Nintendo. All my friends got it. All of them. I never got it. Not even the year after everybody else had it. Guess what?
Yep.
I still didn't get it.
Yeah.
Still never got Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
No explanation why whatsoever. If I wanted to duck hunt, I had to go 9 condos up to my buddy's house. Terrible.
Oh, I think about it now, and I'm like, how dumb. But remember when car phones first became very popular?
Yeah, yeah.
And I wanted a car phone. I was 12. I was 12 years old. I didn't have a car.
Right.
I didn't drive. I was a child.
You were ahead of the game, though. You just wanted an iPhone.
And now I look back on it, and it's like it's kind of the same thing when, like, you know, kids want their first iPhone. But to me, I was like, I was thinking ahead. I go, if we could put a phone in the car.
Right.
Why can't I have one in my room?
Right.
Yeah.
And why you can just carry the one from the car into your room.
Right. I thought for sure, because I kept saying it to my mom and dad. I'm like, you know, I could get me a car phone and I could set it up. I remember like seeing like the black box that would go in the cars, and I put it right in my room.
It seemed plausible to you that they would actually consider it.
I'll never forget it. Christmas morning being like, wait a minute.
Where's my car phone? Crying in the corner looking at it. You know, I do remember that year or the year after that I wanted Nintendo so bad. I think I cried to my grandmother about it. She bought me a system called Vectrex, which nobody had ever seen and nobody had ever heard. I thought that it was some knockoff from a store. I got rid of that thing. It was like very basic. I saw that on eBay the other day for $2,600.
Oh, see?
And I just tossed it in the trash.
Right.
She was just trying her best. She got a little confused on what you wanted.
I mean, I didn't toss it in the trash that day. I kept it for a decade, but you know what I mean.
We asked on our Facebook page, what gift did you always want as a kid but you never got, even on Hanukkah or Christmas? Let's see. Meredith wrote, a real diamond tiara.
Well, Princess Di, everybody watched it, right?
Yeah. Marilyn said, a dog. Oh, that's always the worst when you want that's a puppy a for one. Christmas and then yes. you don't get that. I know, I get that. Let's see. Belligerent Hippie wrote, a lifetime subscription to Nat Geo. You could get that for yourself now. Why not?
You want me to pay for that, fascist?
Oh, Jamie said a Barbie dream house. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I remember that. It's just the honest truth. Sometimes you don't get what you want for Christmas, and it has nothing to do on whether you are naughty or nice.
Do you still keep track of the years that you didn't get the thing that you were actually after as an adult?
Not really. I think it's Anna and Raven. I've gotten to the point now where I don't really expect anything. So when I do get something, it just feels extra special, I guess.
Oh, yeah, right. You expect disappointment. I hear you.
Yeah, okay. Kind of, you know. As long as the kids make me something and that's it. Everybody's healthy. I know that's like the cliche thing to say, but as long as everybody's healthy, it's fine. But I remember growing up, there's certain times where you didn't get what you wanted. And that comes up because now a lot of kids are not getting that PS5 this year. And a lot of adults that asked for it. There's just not enough. It's sold out. Even Santa Claus said he's having a hard time with this.
Thanks, COVID.
When you look back on your life, what was the one thing you wanted for Christmas that you didn't get and you still remember? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I wanted my husband to propose to me. I wanted it to be a Christmas proposal. I opened the box that he gave me, and it was a Pandora charm for my bracelet.
Oh, no. I mean, like, yeah. A Pandora charm is beautiful, don't get me wrong, but
yeah.
But it's not an engagement ring.
No, not.
Did you ever let him live that down?
No.
Did yeah. he know that you were going to be upset?
I think you'd have to ask him that.
I'm going to guess that means yes, and if he didn't know, he found out soon after.
Hi, Anna and Raven. What'd you ask for Christmas that you never got?
I always really wanted a BB gun, but my mom refused to get one for me. My dad always used to promise that he'd get it for me, but he never followed through. I think he was just scared of my mom.
Right. For a while, every time a Christmas story would come on, he would get that glint and say, you know what? I am going to do it. I'm going to make my manly decision. I'm not even going to consult her. And then they would go to the mall together, and he would follow 3 feet behind her and just carry the bags that she handed him. And when he pointed it out and laughed, she would shoot him a glance, and he would stay silent the rest of the night.
That's really in detail.
Whoa, wait, you must have been there.
Yeah.
It's my life. It's my life.
Did you ever get one ever, like when you became an adult, or no?
Nope. Never got one.
Well, hold out hope, because maybe Santa's coming this year.
It's right around the corner. You never know. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you ask for Christmas that you didn't get?
Well, I remember being 13, and all I wanted was New Kids on the Block tickets. You know, like, all of my friends were going, and I thought, for sure, my parents were going to get the tickets for me to go to. Christmas morning came, and nope, no tickets. I was so heartbroken. The worst part was that I was, you know, hearing all my friends talk about the concert the next day after the concert, and I was just sitting there, like, silent.
Right. Mm-hmm. It didn't just hurt on Christmas morning. It hurt all year.
Yeah, it was like 6 months later.
Right,
yeah.
Concerts still in stung. September. You just hated your whole life
yeah.
that year.
Counting down the days for all your friends to go to the show that you're not going to. Oh, that does stink.
Right.
Yeah, and then they came back with T-shirts and, like,
right.
It was the best night of their lives.
Here's the thing. If we ever go to concerts again and NKOTB goes on the road, I'm going to keep your information. I'm going to send you tickets.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
No, you're not.
Santa tip line is open. He reached out, the big guy, Santa Claus himself, and he said, I need some help. I need to know who belongs on the nice list and who belongs on the naughty list. Now, you can call 24 hours a day, 833-431-0905. Again, that's 833-431-0905. Let's check those messages.
Oh, hey, Anna and Raven. Let's see who called the Santa tip line today.
Message received today.
Hi, I think my sister Lauren should really go on the nice list because she's just been pushing strong through these COVID times. And I also think my parents should be because they are being so safe. They're always wearing their masks. They're being very great parents during this time. Thank you and bye.
She was like rocking out too. You hear the music in the background. I'm like, she's like, everything is good. She's like, I know everything is out there is a little bit tricky, but everything in here is pretty good. Everybody's being good.
I don't know what it is. It's like a mixture of the holidays and everything that's happening last year. I just hear that little girl, and I hear, like, how positive she is and everything, and I got tears in my eyes. I'm like, she's calling for good stuff. She's not calling for bad stuff.
Look
she's
at the ceiling.
Good.
I mean, seriously, what are you doing?
Oh, she's getting a lot of presents. I'm putting in an extra good word for Santa.
Message received today.
Hi, Santa. My dog Dobie is on the nice list. Same with my sister Leah. They are so sweet. So Santa give them both nicely wrapped presents with rose wrapping paper. Give my sister a toy. Give my dog a present with a puppy wrapping paper, and give him a bone. Bye, Santa. Thank you.
Oh, I love these today. They're so positive, and she's so specific on the wrapping. My gosh, it's very important to her.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, yeah. she wants you to put in a real effort.
Yeah.
Message received yesterday.
Hey, yo, Santa. Yo, it's me, you know, Rocky. You know, Balboa. Yeah, hey, you know, listen, I hate to do this, but I got to recommend that Anna Zapp, you know. She's placed on the naughty list. Like, a couple weeks ago, I was drinking some more eggs, listening to the show, and, like, she said, like, Raven kind of sounded like a Muppet. And she was, like, going, like, kind of, like, making fun of his voice, you know? And, you know, and I heard, like, pain, you know? Like, it was in Raven's voice, you know? He's being nice about it, you know? But if I was there, I would have worked her like a side of beef. So I don't know, you know, Santa. I maybe give her, like, maybe just, like, a lump of coal or two or maybe, like, three. I don't know. Yo, Anna. Yo, it's not right, you know. It's Christmas time, you know. Yo. All right, thanks a lot, Santa. Yo, I'm going to go drink some more eggs. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Time out.
All right, so here's the thing. I'm not normally here for impressions, all right? But, I mean, the character development was pretty good. The accent, not the greatest, but the character development, the mannerisms, the delivery, not bad.
Raven, do you get upset when I do, when I imitate your
Look at me.
Voice?
Now I'm looking at the
Are
ceiling.
Are you crying? Do
now
you get upset?
I'm looking at the ceiling. I'm not crying. You're crying. I'm not crying. You're crying.
So whenever I imitate Raven's voice, I sound like a Muppet. Because he sounds like this! When he talks, he sounds like this! But he said that I belong on the naughty list for that.
Well, I'm always gracious about it. He just takes so much satisfaction out of it.
I feel like you love it. All right, the Santa tip line is open. 833-431-0905. Call Santa. Help him out.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us and let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Jeff and Alicia. Alicia, I'm definitely going to start with you. What's going on?
Good morning. So my husband, Jeff, decided to buy my 10-year-old a quad without telling me. I'm furious. He says it's a Christmas present and, you know, he has a say in what we get our son just as much as I do, but I want him to return it before he gives it to him. It's super dangerous. I think it's just a terrible idea across the board.
Best dad ever. Best dad ever.
I know, yeah, but if he hurts somebody or breaks his arm, I think he's too young. If he was, like, I don't know, maybe 14, I'd be okay with it, but he's 10.
All right, Jeff, what's your side of this?
It's not like I'm just going to throw him on the thing and say, go on, kid, take off. No, I had one. I grew up with one. I had, literally, but as I was walking, I was riding. So I'm going to go out. I'm going to teach him how to use it first, but there's no way I'm returning the thing.
Well, that's my next question. So you guys didn't have bikes before this, though? You don't currently have a quad or an off-road bike or anything like that?
No,
I don't have one now. I had one when I grew up. So.
Right. Is your plan to get one at this point, or you want to something so you can ride around? I mean, I had a dirt bike when I was 8 years old, Anna, as you know. I also got hit by a truck on a major road when I was, like, I don't know, 10.
Okay.
Which you may or may not know.
I didn't know that. And I just don't understand, Jeff, why you didn't talk to your wife before about this. Or did you and know that she wasn't down and then did it anyway?
No, it was kind of like a spur of the moment thing because I saw the deal. And it was like kind of, if I don't buy it now, someone else is going to get it. And I didn't want to lose it. So I got it.
Yeah.
It's like toilet paper. Everybody wants it.
Listen, I got to tell you, some of the most fun memories I have from being young were definitely time spent on my dirt bike. It was awesome.
Didn't you say you got hit by a truck?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, you know, it was still great.
Or what we do.
I wrote
for a long time after that. That's right.
We can see what our audience has to say because, I mean, they may agree with Alicia, like I do, that the whole thing is that you didn't check in with her. You knew she was going to have a problem with it.
I understand. I understand.
But you're still not going to return it.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
But our audience may see your side too, Jeff. And like Raven says, you got to kind of just go for it. If you think your son's going to love it, then all the power to you.
I'll be with him. I'll protect him. But he's going to be a man. You know what I mean?
He's 10. Jeff saw a great deal and he took advantage of it. He bought his 10-year-old son a quad for Christmas, even though his wife, well, she's not on board. She says he's got to return it.
She wants him to take it back before their son actually sees it. Jeff says, come on, I had a bike when I was young. I'm going to teach the kid. This is going to be a lot of fun.
What do you think about the whole situation? Would you let that fly in your house? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I'm on the dad's side. First, everything's dangerous. Everything in life, everything you do is dangerous. Second, having all these kids cooped up in the house, let the kid have fun. Let him learn. I'm with the dad.
I can't believe how many people sided with dad today.
You know what? You take a shot, right? And then if you get into it and it seems to be too dangerous after that, you can always change your mind. But looking back and having regrets because you were too scared to try something, go dad!
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on the dad side. If he said that he's going to wash him and take care of him, I don't see an issue with that. But I also agree with the mom. Like, I get her concern. But I don't think it's something to be major concerned about. He's a dad. He knows what he's doing.
Right. You know, spend time together. I mean, clearly he created a human. He must be an expert in all other things. I'm with you.
You did the typical thing where you said he was going to watch over him. So you're basically setting him up because the minute something bad happens, you can be like, you said
right. That
you were going to take care of him and you were going to watch him. And now look what happened.
That's marriage. That's regular.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on today?
The husband. Because I've been riding dirt bikes since I was 6. A quad is so much safer.
Oh, I hope she didn't flip over right
now
on a quad.
She probably was on the quad. See? Right. Maybe the mom was right.
Are you there?
Are you okay?
Did you flip over?
Oh, no.
No, she's fine.
She definitely had a helmet on, though. She's fine.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jeff, our audience agreed with you. Alicia, he has a vote just like you have a vote. And even though it wasn't right for him to do it without your consent, if this is something that he really wants to do for his son, you're going to have to let it be.
I mean, that's a very difficult thing for me to do. But if that's the case, you better be training him or whatever you want to call it. Before you let him go on that thing by himself.
How about I get one for me and for you?
That's what I was thinking.
All of us would go.
Ah,
and you'll learn how to use it also.
The trifecta, good play. Checkmate.
What do you say?
Yeah.
This way we'll all learn how to use it.
I don't want one.
Right.
I don't want one.
You really thought that was going to be a good idea?
It seemed like so good.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to get one too? All right. What's the big deal?
I was with you, Jeff. I thought you made a power move.
Nope.
Baby, this is so much fun.
If you have a problem too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
It's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Brian.
Hey, Brian, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Okay, Raven, leave the room.
Sure, good luck, Brian.
All right, Brian, you ready to play Can't Beat Raven?
Sure.
You ready to win $1,100?
I'm going to try.
All right, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I will bring Raven back into the room and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It does go to Raven, though. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Number 1, the Backstreet Boys have collaborated with Britney Spears for her song Matches on the deluxe edition of her new album. How many members are there in Backstreet Boys?
5.
Number 2, Christian Bale will join the cast of Thor: Love and Thunder as a villain named Gore the God Butcher. Bale is no stranger to playing heroes or villains from comic books. What famous DC superhero has he played?
Ooh, that one I have no idea.
Number 3, Kirk Cameron went against COVID regulations and held a huge Christmas Carol gathering where hundreds of people showed up in California. Who played Kirk Cameron's father on Growing Pains?
Robin Thicke.
Number 4.
Sorry.
All right. Number 4, Christopher Walken has never owned a cell phone, computer, or sent an email. He's been in over 100 movies. Which 1994 Quentin Tarantino film about crime in L.A. did he play a veteran?
Time's up, Brian. Time's up. Number five, you have 3 seconds. Tom Cruise flipped on Mission Impossible crew members who violated COVID protocols, and someone recorded it. It's something. He's been married 3 times. Name 2 of his ex-wives.
Nicole Kidman and...
Time's up. All right, Brian. You needed to be a little faster today. All right, Brian, I'm going to give him 3 out of 5. I'll give him 3.
3? Sounds like there might be controversy. I'm going to give him 3? Okay.
That's fine. It was a correction. It was a correction. I'm a good human being. It's Christmas.
Oh, okay. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, the Backstreet Boys have collaborated with Britney Spears for her song Matches on the deluxe edition of her new album.
Cool.
How many members are there in Backstreet Boys?
Backstreet's got 5.
Yes. Number 2, Christian Bale will join the cast of Thor, Love and Thunder as a villain named Gore the God Butcher.
What?
Yes.
Oh, that's your coffee.
Did you spill my coffee?
No, it's totally cool. It was right on your purse.
All right.
Blocked it from the floor.
Bale is no stranger to playing heroes or villains from comic books. Which famous DC superhero has he played?
He's Batman, of course.
Yeah. Number 3. Kirk Cameron went against COVID regulations and held a huge Christmas Carol gathering where hundreds of people showed up in California. Who played Kirk Cameron's father on Growing Pains?
Robin Thicke.
No.
Alan. Oh, right. Oh. Oh, was that your correction?
Yep.
Yep, I would have thought
that was my correction.
Yeah. Yep, that's all right. Number 4, Christopher Walken has never owned a cell phone, computer, or sent an email, he says. He's been in over 100 movies. Which 1994 Quentin Tarantino film about crime in L.A. did he play a veteran?
That's Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
Yes.
You guys are tied.
He also did Quentin Tarantino's True Romance.
Unfortunately, that was not in 1994.
Well, that's all right. He was a writer and not a director. I can do this all day.
Number 5. Tom Cruise flipped on Mission Impossible crew members who violated COVID protocols, and someone recorded it. It's a lot. He's been married 3 times.
Yep.
Name 2 of his ex-wives.
Nicole Kidman and Katie Holmes.
Yes, and the 3rd is Mimi Rogers from the 80s.
Yes, I forget Mimi Rogers, but when you're paying for a cruise ship so that the entire cast and production crew of your movie can stay there COVID-free, they better be following the regulations. Go ahead, Tom. It's cool.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, I'm sorry, Brian. He beat you 4-3 this morning. That does get you your own Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Oh, great, thanks. I can't beat Raven.
All right, well, thanks for trying, Brian. Hold on.
Oh, sour grapes at the end there, Brian. Enjoy the shirt.